Raja Sentosa Resort, Sentosa Island, Singapore, 11:16 a.m. Sweet strains of violin music blended magically with the single cello, filling the air with a classical melody that blanketed the mumbling voices nearby. Swooshing water streams jetted from a half-dozen indoor fountains, muffling the clicks of bellman's leather shoes traipsing across the expansive marble floors. Behind the reservations desk in the main lobby, Ashlyn Clare hardly noticed the typical midday sounds of the luxurious Raja Sentosa, Singapore's only beachfront resort. At the moment, her agenda was single-minded, to coordinate with housekeeping to ensure that more than 50 rooms were cleared out in time for check-in, which was still 2.5 hours away. At a world-class resort like the Raja Sentosa, nothing could prove more disastrous to the career of an aspiring young hotel management intern than to send a well-paying guest to a room that had not been properly prepared. A small smudge on an obscure portion of a mirror or a window, an overlooked thumbprint on a faucet in the sink, a slight wrinkle on a comforter. Not acceptable. Ashlyn checked the screen again. Still nothing open. Not yet, anyway. Except for the block of rooms reserved for the British Prime Minister's advance team. Therein lay the problem. British Prime Minister John Sudath was in Singapore for a controversial summit with the President of Singapore over the future of Changi Naval Base. The Brits and the Americans were pressing Singapore to expand the base to accommodate more ships for the Royal and U.S. Navies to patrol the Strait of Malacca. The Americans would pay for the upgrades. That's what Singaporean television was reporting, anyway. But Malaysia, Indonesia, and China had protested the deal. Protests erupted all over the region, and someone leaked that Sudath's advance team was staying at the Raja Sentosa. Then, 2 days ago, rumors flew that Sudath himself was staying at the hotel. That rumor ignited the picketers. Yesterday, more than 200 paraded in front of the hotel, clogging the main entrance and blocking guest registrations. Last night, the British...